Shalom.
Hello. We're reading in the writings of Rabash, first volume, page 710, the article, What Beginning in Lolishma Means in a Work. You can find the study materials in Svibah Tova, in the Galaxy system. You can also send us live questions through our websites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loud and clear. The article, What Beginning in Lolishma Means in the Work. It is written in Psachim. Rabbi Yehuda said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even if Lolishma, not for her sake, since from Lolishma he comes to Lishma, for her sake. Maimonides says, the sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even in Lolishma, since from Lolishma he comes to Lishma. Therefore, when teaching little ones, women, and uneducated people, they are taught only to work out of fear and in order to receive rewards. When they increase knowledge and gain much wisdom, they'll be told that secret bit by bit and are accustomed to this matter with ease until they attain him and know him and serve him with love. And in Psachim, it is written there in the Tosfot editions, in chapter 2 of Brachot, it is said, anyone who engages in Torah, Lolishma, is better off not being born. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there it is about one who is studying in order to brag and to annoy. And in Brachot, the Tosfot explains, we should ask,
for
here it is about one who is studying only to annoy his friends. And there it is about one who is studying so as to be respected. If the above said, we see that in general, we should make two discernments in the work of the Creator.
Aleph Lishma.
Lishma.
Lo Lishma.
We should know what exactly is Lishma and what exactly is Lo Lishma. In Lo Lishma, we see that we have five discernments to make. One, as Maimonides says, he engages in Torah and mitzvot because the Creator commanded us. He wishes to keep the commandments of the Creator, and this is why he engages in Torah and mitzvot. But we should note, what is the reason that obligates him to observe the commandments of the Creator? Maimonides says that we should tell him because of reward and punishment. In other words, if he observes the commandments of the Creator will reward him. He will have a long life, wealth, and the next world. And if he does not observe, he will be punished for not wanting to observe the commandments of the Creator. However, we should make two discernments in reward and punishment. One, as Maimonides says, two, there is reward and punishment from pleasures in the Torah and the mitzvot. These matters, too, cannot be disclosed to beginners in the work or to little ones or women. The second discernment in Lo Lishma, as the Tosfot says, is that he is studying Torah in order to be respected. This is worse than the first discernment that Maimonides mentions, since here he does not demand of the Creator to pay his reward, and this is why he works. Rather, he wants people to respect him, whether with wealth with honors. And this is the reason that obligates him to engage in Torah and mitzvot. We should say that it appears as though he's observing Torah and mitzvot because people compel him. For otherwise, the people will not reward him, and not because the Creator commanded to observe Torah and mitzvot. However, that too falls under the lo lishma that brings to lishma. The third discernment is as the Tosfot says, one who studies Torah in order to annoy his friends. This is worse than the previous forms of lo lishma. It is said about it, anyone who engages in Torah, lo lishma is better off not being born. Let us explain what is lishma and the five discernments in lo lishma, and let us begin from the bottom up. The lo lishma, in order to annoy, is the worst. It is so much so that our sages said that one who walks on this path is better off not being born. We should understand why in order to annoy is worse than one who studies in order to be respected. After all, he is studying for the created beings and not for the Creator. Similar to in order to annoy, which is for the created beings. We should explain the difference between them. It is known that we were given the commandment, love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva said about it that it is the great rule in the Torah. It is presented in the essay Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that this is the transition by which to emerge from self-love to love of others, which is love of friends, and to the love of the Creator. This means that it is impossible to work lishma before one exits self-love. This is why we should make two distinctions concerning love of others. One, when he has love of others. Two, when he doesn't have love of others. But there is a third discernment, which is hatred of others. In other words, he does things in order to hurt the other. This is called one who takes honor in one's friend's disgrace. In other words, he enjoys his friend being disgraced and tormented and derives his pleasure from that. That person is regarded as engaging in hatred of people. With this, we can distinguish between one who is studying in order to be respected and one who studies in order to annoy. The purpose is to reach lishma. And we were given the advice by which to achieve lishma, which is through love of others. Hence, although one who studies in order to be respected is not engaging in love of others, he is still not acting towards hatred of people, since those who respect him enjoy from him, and therefore they respect him. Hence, he still has a chance to achieve lishma, simply because of the doing that he engages in Torah and mitzvot, since the Torah and mitzvot themselves bring him a spirit of purity, so he will be able to rise in the degrees and reach the love of others and the love of the Creator. This is why they said about it, from lo lishma he will come to lishma. But one who is studying in order to annoy, which is an act that brings him to hatred of others, yet still wishes to be honored with his friend's disgrace, will certainly never achieve love of the Creator, since his actions prevent the exit from self-love. Thus, how will he exit self-love and come to love of the Creator? And yet there is one more discernment to make in lo lishma, by way of coercion. As written in Article 19, for example, if a person works for an Orthodox person and receives a good salary from him, and the employer tells him, I want you to observe Torah and Mitzvot. Otherwise, I will not want you to work for me.
He
comes home and tells his wife that the employer wants to fire him. His wife says, what does it mean observing Torah and Mitzvot because you have an Orthodox employer? We don't believe in that. Are we going to sell our conscience or money? But when he tells his wife, I've been to several other places. It is very hard to find a job these days. So if we don't accept the employer's condition, we will starve. Therefore, says the husband, we shouldn't sacrifice ourselves for our conscience. But we know the truth, that we do not believe in Torah and Mitzvot. Instead, we will observe Torah and Mitzvot, not because the Creator commanded us to observe Torah and Mitzvot, but because the owner of the factory instructed us. And this is why we observe Torah and Mitzvot. We don't have to believe in the employer. So, what if we observe Torah and Mitzvot? The act does not blemish our conscience or suddenly makes us believers. We remain non-believers in the Creator even when we do those deeds. On the face of it, what is the importance of such Torah and Mitzvot when he explicitly says that he remains in his views like the rest of the secular? What is the value of such deeds in our mind? However, from the perspective of the halakha, the religious law, we must force him, even if he says that he does not want to. It means that by that, he still observes the commandments of the Creator. But it is called lo lishma. It is, as Maimonides wrote,
but
in matters of holiness, if he does not repent in secret, he is shamed in public, and he is disgraced and cursed until he reforms. This means that even this manner is called lo lishma, since from that lo lishma, one also comes to lishma, more than one who studies in order to annoy, of whom our sages said he is better off not being born. Here we should interpret that by observing Torah and Mitzvot lo lishma, he isn't doing something against the love of others. Rather, this does give pleasure to others. That is, the Orthodox, who see that now he has become an observant of Torah and Mitzvot, do not look at the reason, but at the act. Thus, they enjoy it. But one who studies in order to annoy acts contrary to what one should do. By that, we explain the difference between one who studies in order to annoy, which is the worst, and one who works by coercion, who is forced to work by others, which is lo lishma, and stands above the one who is studying in order to annoy. And although it is difficult to say so, he is observing Torah and Mitzvot voluntary and not by coercion, but his will is to annoy, which is only a thought and not an act. But why is one who is observing Torah and Mitzvot by coercion, who is pressured by the public, better than one who is studying in order to annoy. If he acts not of his own free will.
Perhaps we should say that nevertheless, through the deed that he is doing, albeit coercively, the act itself has the power to bring him a goodwill in thought. As our sages said about the verse, we'll offer him at his will before the Lord. And they said, will offer him, implies that he is forced, and you can say it is against his will. The Talmud says it is of his own will. How is he forced? Until he says, I want. For this reason, we can say that he is more important than one who is studying in order to annoy. However, we should ask, at the end of the day, he is performing the act in full, but thinks that by that he will receive honors from showing that he knows and the others do not. Why is it so difficult to achieve the goal called Lishma with Lo Lishma, that is, in order to annoy, to the extent that they said that he would be better off not being born? We could say that one who is studying in order to annoy must be completely immersed in the Torah and probably considers himself a complete man in the Torah. If so, he will never think about the matters of Lishma because he sees that he delves in the Torah more than his friends, who are not putting in that much time or quality. And he observes himself that he is making greater efforts in Torah than the friends by delving in to know the right meaning that should be understood in the Torah. And he is not studying superficially like the others, but rather straining his brain. Thus, how can he think of himself as lacking? Thus, he can never come to the recognition of evil, to know that he should achieve Lishma. For this reason, he is doomed. This is why they said about him, he is better off not being born. And the most important in the Lo Lishma is that it brings to Lishma. It is as Maimonides said, to receive reward and not be punished. The Lo Lishma that the Tosfot speaks of, which is to be respected, does things so people will see him and appreciate him. Thus, it seems as though he is observing the commandments of people, that he is working for them, and that people will pay his reward. But one who works with the intention of reward and punishment is working for the Creator, except that he wants the Creator to pay his reward for his labor in Torah and Mitzvot. And he does not want people to pay his reward, because he isn't working for people to pay his reward. Rather, he is working and observing Torah and Mitzvot, because the Creator has given us Torah and Mitzvot to observe. And by that, we will receive reward for our labor in Torah and Mitzvot. Hence, this is certainly a higher degree than the one the Tosfot speaks of, meaning the Lo Lishma in order to be respected. This is because there he is working for people to respect him, but rather in reward and punishment, he is working for the Creator, which is called Lishma, meaning for the Creator, except that he wants reward for his work. And this is why it is still not considered actual Lishma. However, we should note another discernment that is called the Lishma. As Maimonides, the Rambam said, that though the reward and punishment are of a different form, normally we understand reward and punishment as being clothed in corporeal dressings, such as eating, drinking, etc. The Zohar says that our ability to enjoy corporeal desires is only a slim light from what had fallen from the world of shattering, from the breaking of holy sparks into the klipot, into the shells. And this is all the pleasure that is in them. And the whole world chases these pleasures. When it is written that the majority of the light is clothed in Torah and mitzvot, this kind of reward and punishment that he wants. This is the kind of reward and punishment that he wants. And we should always pay attention. While speaking to someone about observing Torah and mitzvot, we should first think which reason is suitable for that person. Because everyone has his own thing that interests him. For this reason, a reason for which he sees that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and mitzvot. Since by that, he will receive something that is worth a great effort and toil. And all he will be willing to give, and he will be willing to give anything to obtain what he sees as worthwhile for him. For this reason, we should always say to a person that which is important for him, to an extent that it is worth his giving everything that he is asked for. Otherwise, without providing a reason that will make him see the profitability, he will not hear what is being said to him. Man settles for what he has, and it is hard to change habits unless he gains from it something that is important enough to give him the energy to change his ways and to start working differently than what he's accustomed to. Hence, there are five discernments in Lo Lishma before us. One, by coercion. Two, one who studies in order to annoy. Three, one who studies in order to be respected, as mentioned by the Tosfot. And four, for reward and punishment, as the Maimonides. Five, reward and punishment from non-corporeal things, which is something that everyone understands. But he wants reward and punishment of spiritual pleasures, as written in the introduction to the book of Zohar. And the final degree in this division in Lo Lishma is that he falls passionately in love with the Creator in a great lust, as one who falls passionately for a corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eyes all day and all night. As the poet says, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But with the fifth discernment in Lo Lishma, we cannot tell a person to begin in this Lo Lishma, since not every person can understand it, meaning to believe that there is pleasure in the light that is clothed in Torah and Mitzvot, more than one can enjoy the pleasure that is clothed in corporeal matters, corporeal pleasures. That is, if the light of the pleasure that is clothed in Torah and Mitzvot would be immediately apparent, it would be called open providence. And in that state, it would be impossible for a person to be able to work in Lishma. Because the pleasure he would feel in Torah and Mitzvot would force him to do everything, and not because the Creator commanded to observe. It is as he says in the introduction to Tess, that if, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with his creations. In that, for instance, anyone who eats a forbidden thing would immediately choke, and anyone who performs a commandment would discover wonderful pleasures in it, similar to the finest delights in this corporeal world. Then, what fool would even think of tasting a forbidden thing, knowing that he would immediately lose his life because of it? Also, what fool would leave any commandment without performing it as quickly as possible, as one who cannot retire from or linger with a great corporeal pleasure that comes into his hand without receiving it as quickly as he can? It follows that then there would be no possibility for choice, since the great pleasures that are clothed in Torah and mitzvot are great lights. This is why this pleasure is concealed. Conversely, in corporeality, the pleasure in each act is revealed, which makes us crave any place where we see that there is some pleasure. And the body does not tell whether it is forbidden or permitted. Because of it, there is a matter of choice and a matter of reward and punishment. It follows that while speaking to someone about taking on the burden of Torah and mitzvot, one should thoughtfully consider which type of lolishma to tell him. Since, as said above, each one should be given the lolishma that suits his character. So he will see that this lolishma is worth taking upon himself, the Torah and mitzvot. For example, the first discernment by coercion is suitable for everyone. In other words, if one can force another in coercion, it makes no difference whether the other understands or does not understand. In any case, it is called coercion, meaning that one can do it even if he understands 100% that he is right, but he has no choice. And thus it's called coercion. But with the other forms of lolishma, each one has a different character, and it's important to say what is acceptable to the heart. We can understand the three other forms of lolishma: one, in order to annoy; two, in order to be respected; and three, in order to receive corporeal reward and punishment. We can understand these. However, each person has a different nature, so one should pay close attention to know which type of lolishma he should tell him, meaning which lolishma that person can see as worth toiling for. But rather, with the fifth type of lolishma, which is craving the love of the Creator, because he feels pleasure in Torah and mitzvot, this we cannot understand, because it depends on the feeling. And before a person begins to taste, there is no point speaking to him. This is why it is called the final form of lolishma, meaning that afterwards one enters the degree of lishma. However, we should understand that if a person reaches the degree where he craves Torah and mitzvot in the extent as said above, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. Why is this still considered lolishma? Indeed, it is because the pleasure in Torah and mitzvot is what compels him to observe the Torah and mitzvot. Lishma means that the greatness of the Creator, because He is great and ruling, that causes Him to observe Torah and mitzvot. Thus, it is not the pleasure that is the reason, the cause that compels Him, but rather the Creator is the reason that makes Him observe Torah and mitzvot. And Lishma is described in the introduction to the book of Zohar. The work in Torah and Mitzvot, Lishma, meaning in order to bestow and not to receive reward, and he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naranchai. However, according to the rule that man is a small world, comprised of 70 nations, thus he is comprised of Israel too. Thus, we said that there are five discernments in Lolishma, that there are people who belong to a special type of Lolishma. But we should also say that all these types of Lolishma exist within one person, but come one at a time, one after another. But sometimes the Lolishma, in order to annoy, acts in a person, operates in that person, and sometimes he is working with that Lolishma in order to be respected, and sometimes he is using the Lolishma by coercion. As Maimonides said, he is shamed in public, disgraced, and cursed until he reforms. In other words, when a person comes to pray in the synagogue or comes to study Torah, so that the friends will not despise him, look down at him, since everyone will despise him in their hearts, although no one will tell him, why are you not coming to the Torah lessons at the synagogue? But he will know for certain that everyone is looking at him as inferior. Thus, the disgrace that he will feel makes him come to the synagogue. And it follows that the cause of Lolishma that forces him is the coercion, as Rambam says. It is easier to use this Lolishma as an effective Lolishma, since Lolishma that is connected to suffering, meaning the disgrace, the degradation, it gives more energy to overcome the obstructions that he has. Therefore, at a time when a person is in the lowest decline, then too the Lolishma of shame can still act in him. And thus it is considered coercion because of the shame, meaning the shame, the suffering, forces him to do things even though the body disagrees. And sometimes a person strengthens himself with the Lolishma of reward and punishment, as the Rambam said. And sometimes he has reward and punishment from finding meaning in the work, while if he does not observe the Torah and Mitzvot, he lacks the meaning, lacks the taste. And this is the end of the Lolishma. Reward and punishment of pleasure in the work, meaning when he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, and he feels pleasure. And if he does not observe Torah and Mitzvot, he suffers. It is like a person who feels the taste of a meal. And this is the reason that he goes to the meal, since he wants the pleasure of the food. It follows that the pleasure of the food is the cause for going to the meal.
Well, what is the impression from the article?
Again.
It's
not clear in the article what is to learn lo lishma in order to annoy. I'm learning in order to annoy others?
Yes.
What does that mean? It's not clear.
That my main purpose in the study, the reason I come to study, is in order to prove that the other one doesn't know.
And that's all I'm studying for, to disprove the friends.
Whoa, you know how much power there is in it? That people invest their whole life for this, just to prove that the other one doesn't know, he's zero, he doesn't understand, he's wrong. Yes?
As if I know better than him, not that I'm a zero, not that he's a zero, that I'm better than him?
Let's put it this way. So?
Okay, I got it. And then he talks about other states of lalishma, that he says that they're really, they're all revealed in one person. So how does this work? It can be one time that I'm seeking to learn out of respect, one time by coercion, each time like this?
No, each one, it's his own way, and it stems from the root of his soul.
So if I identify all sorts of such states of people learning for different reasons, I have a reason to work with it or nothing I can do with it?
Why should I do it?
I'm asking if this is something I should be working with or just to know about it.
I need to study Torah in order to reach Lishma. And not that I measure myself towards other people. That does not elevate me.
So
there's nothing really to do with it. That, let's say if I see a friend in the ten who's learning, let's say by coercion, another friend by wanting respect like his friend, so there's any work to do with it or nothing?
No, you can take a negative example from it, but it's not certain that you can actually distinguish.
What?
Thank you.
Can
more? Yes.
These things he repeats like in many articles, but he's tying this here to like this five discernments, like this five discernments in direct light. He says here too.
Yes, that's correct.
He writes in the fifth discernment, in the fifth discernment of Lo Lishma, so the matter of reward and punishment, not in corporeal matters, right? That a person wants reward as in pleasure and spiritual matters. What to describe to myself as spiritual pleasures? I try to depict to myself what spiritual pleasures are.
Well, if there are no pleasures yet, then you cannot distinguish between them and you cannot grade them.
If I'd like to, like, I don't know, put a line. This is corporeal pleasures, and that's spiritual pleasures.
Well, then the difference between them is with respect to your will to receive, with respect to your intention in order to receive or in order to bestow.
What's the pleasure from bestow?
Like the pleasure from reception, you feel a certain inner feeling that you get.
What's the pleasure, as he writes here, from Torah and Mitzvot? What's the pleasure in that?
That you get to a degree where you already enjoy the Torah and Mitzvot, and you can also understand what does it mean, the feeling that you get from them.
If I had wanted to desire it when I still don't have it, but I want.
How can you want it if you don't have it?
That's what I'm asking. How? Maybe from the friends?
Well, it's impossible. Well, from the friends, if we see that someone is enjoying certain acts of bestowal, that yes. This is why we need to be incorporated in one society and learn from each other. Yes.
Okay, final thing. What's the difference between working for the others and working for the Creator? It sounds like a very thin
screen. These are 2 degrees, even though they're in the same direction, to bestow to others, but nevertheless the difference between them is great, because to the one that you bestow, who is before you, then you have a calculation with him. Let him know what you are doing it for and what is it that you intend to get in return for it, etc. Whereas with respect to the Creator, there we already need to reach a greater degree in order to connect with the Creator.
It's good to imagine that I'm bestowing to the friends now and I'm somehow bestowing to the Creator, even though it seems kind of imaginary.
Yes, yes, but nevertheless, yes. Yes, Owen.
It's written that he shall fall in love in the Creator as in a great lust, a great love, that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. What must me do to reach such a lust, such a love?
That in all of one's actions, his deeds, his intentions, his thoughts, in all of his heart and soul, as we call it, he intends to give contentment to the Creator.
Again.
רב, אם אני מבין נכון את מה שכותב רבש, הוא אומר שיש בי...
רב, if I understand what רבש is writing here, he says there's few discernments of לא לשמה in us, right?
Yes.
And he writes here that we need to weigh them carefully, what to tell each discernment, what לא לשמה, each person.
Well, apparently...
So I try to find the right thing to activate me, the main thing to fulfill Torah and Mitzvot, to reach the prayer connection?
No, you need to distinguish whether this is a lo lishma or lishma, and then to feel why are you in it, and what should it lead you to?
I assume
everything is supposed to bring me from Lolishma to Lishma.
Yes.
So what's all these types he's talking about here, and how he's supposed to compare and decide which one? What is he talking about?
Well, apparently, in each and everything that you feel, you have a certain measurement. This is more, this is less, with respect to your ego, your will to receive, with respect to bestow to others, and with respect to the Creator. If you want to, and if you can measure it, and accordingly, you grade them.
How can I know that I made the correct grades?
Well, maybe some of them you can do it by being connected to the society. It could be that part of it you can already grade it because you're connected with the Creator. This is how you advance. And you should ask. The most important is to ask for scrutinies, ask for advancement, to be more and more in order to bestow, to rise higher.
And what happens if I'm doing it wrong?
The Creator will correct it. And nevertheless, it depends on Him. You have nobody else that you can depend on, but only on Him. And to the extent that you are in the society, then adhere to the society and measure your... the measure of your adhesion to it.
If a person studies in order to disseminate, teach, build groups, what kind of lo lishma does that belong to?
But what is he doing it for?
In order to disseminate the name of the Creator, the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Well, we need to scrutinize this. What is he doing it for? The fact that he's performing a certain action. Well, maybe they are paying him, you know, for every gathering. This is why he does it. Maybe they pay him for his work with honor. Then he does it, not with money, but with honor, respect, and so on. So we need to scrutinize what is the reason.
Yaakov.
Regarding in order to annoy, he says the person who is studying in order to annoy, he is lost, he can't reach recognition of evil. How can we protect ourselves from this, or maybe to identify that we're in it, in order to not to fall into it?
Because hatred towards someone is what leads him on the path. Is what pulls him forward. There's a lot of power in that. And in that too, there are many degrees. Maybe he just wants to be higher than everyone, you know, like scientists. And it could reach such hatred where they want to kill one another.
Yes, is it true?
Is there some exercise, something we can do in the 10, in order to identify in my heart, let's say, that I'm in the intention of studying to annoy? Because he says that in this state, you don't get recognition of evil, like I can't even be aware that I'm in it.
Well, it starts with that, but later on, one nevertheless does it. In order to defeat the other. And here, already there are no compromises. The Creator gives him a heart of stone, and he only thinks of triumphing. And nothing besides that. Okay. Oh, we have many more, okay.
I understood
we have these five discernments of lo lishma, especially the state where a person is working for respect or working that he's being coerced into on mitzvot. They sound the same to me, but actually all these states kind of sound the same to me. More or less. Why? What's the difference? Why are we discerning, differentiating between them?
In our advancement on the path, we go through all kinds of stages and we start to distinguish between the reason, the cause and the effect with people, with the world, with oneself. Then we begin to distinguish between the reasons for our actions, and therefore Kabbalists who have already gone through all of these things, this is how they write about it.
So this principle that there's something, what's common to all of them, that it's all lo lishma, but we're making this the separation, this differentiation between our own scrutiny?
Yes, certainly.
Bensi?
We learn and feel that we do everything because of the environment. And if this environment, right, will give me the respect that I receive, like that same example he gave with somebody looking for work, and he does this work even though it's not really acceptable to him. Maybe that's why I'm here too, because maybe I didn't find a better place, and so on and so on. So, what is all this? These stilts that I'm working on, barely these, all these discernments. How am I supposed to work with this? Am I supposed to ask to overcome these? Or it's a foundation?
All of these discernments, there are the how the will to receive grows and it develops like a baby in the womb of its mother, or later on when he's born. When he grows, develops, and according to his growth, this is how his mind and his emotions and actions are. This is what he wants to tell us.
But
the progress is dependent on the agreement of the heart, seemingly, right, as described?
Yes.
So, at any moment, I can be flying off the path. I feel a bit less pleasure, a bit less comfortable, and I'm just flying off. Something is not acceptable to my heart. What do you do with this?
Well, along with that, you have the opportunity to strengthen yourself each and every moment, in each and every state, and to resist flying out.
אני יכול להתנגד לבחינות האלה של
לא לשמה. I can resist these discernments of לא לשמה.
בינתיים זה מה שכאילו מחזיק אותי.
But in the meantime, this is like what seemingly is holding me?
Yes.
שאתה משחק עם זה.
How?
You play with it.
אתה משחק עם זה.
You play with it. You try to find for yourselves more supporters who can lead you on the path. You tie yourself to the friends and they help you to remain on the path. And this is the matter of the group.
Exactly. And what they do is strengthening these discernments of Lolishma even more. I'm given a bit of respect, a bit of things which satisfy me, things that will keep my body on the path, things that are holding it in this way.
Well, it could be the opposite.
That
opposite all of the actions that by which you would have liked to get out of the society, they actually give you the opportunity to grow stronger in the society and to stay.
But I don't understand where I'm overcoming my dependency on the agreement of the body that has to accept all these satisfactions. Otherwise I can't go on. Or are we supposed to rise above this, pray on it, or is this the foundation where the body will always have these things to satisfy it, and without it there is no person?
No. You replace the corporeal satisfactions with the spiritual satisfaction, that you are more adhered to with the society, more obligated to the society, that you persuade yourself that you have to be with them. It's not that you work only under a single force. You have here for and against, you have two forces and you're in between them.
But
I feel that my sensitivity, my dependency on these discernments of Lalishma are just keep increasing, growing.
Of course it grows each time, but you also grow.
So I don't need to be afraid or be like over excited by this, that these lolishmas are growing all the time, that I need more satisfaction, more respect, like it's growing all the time along the path, the process?
Yes and no. Yes and no. It's just that we're talking in general, not individually about you, and so this is how I have to speak.
Again.
Whoever
is annoying me, he's actually not giving me motivation, not giving me something to envy.
Nagit.
Well, let's say so.
So it could be he's doing something harmful. Well, surely he's doing something harmful to himself, right, as we're told here. But in the society, he can be something that may be advancing others?
It is advancing others, of course. For all of these things, we actually help each other advance. Right line, left line. Yes?
Rabash
says that if you come to somebody and you want to tell him to take upon himself Torah and Mitzvot, you have to look which of the five discernments of Lo Lishma are suitable to talk to him about, that he can accept. So are we really supposed to learn them like this and use it like this outside in dissemination or in the ten? Rav. We'll learn this along the way through actions.
Okay, so we should know how to use it, and it can actually be beneficial.
Life will teach us. Life will teach us. It's not that you need to really know it. You will know.
Okay.
He writes here that there is lolishma because of the greatness of the Creator. If I understand correctly, if a person doesn't work in the environment about the greatness of the Creator, he cannot discern all the others and measure, because you need to see it opposite something, someone, right?
Correct. Correct. Yes.
But he writes that because of this, we should always, a person should always be told what is important for him. Otherwise, he won't hear what you're talking to him. The teacher explains to us what is studying Lishma, right? The teacher doesn't explain to us what is the study Lo Lishma, right? So I don't understand. What does he mean?
No, both need to be explained and understand the difference between them and the border, and how to pass from one to another.
I understand that I seemingly learn, study here Lishma, but consciously I hear things that are Lo Lishma. And this is what pushes me ahead. This is how my subconscious works.
Okay.
So how do we accelerate this recognition that now I'm in Lo Lishma and I want to change that? Because I can hear the Lo Lishma for years.
The more you'll advance to Lishma, you will have an increase in Lo Lishma as well. They need to be in balance, left and right, otherwise you won't advance.
And the five discernments of Lo Lishma accompany a person until the end of correction. It's always from Lo Lishma one comes to Lishma. This is how it is until the end of correction.
Well, the end of correction is still far. When a person enters, first the on the intention to bestow, it's not called the end of correction.
Right, but he constantly switches from Lolishma to Lishma, from Lishma to Lolishma.
Right, but left, right, left, right. So he falls to Lolishma, and then again to Lishma he goes, climbs.
Okay, last question. A person reaches this study and he intends to be Lishma as much as he understands it, and he gets pleasure from the Creator. What determines if he is truly in Lishma or not?
Where his intentions are. What does he want to reach? Not what he feels, rather what he wants to reach.
So here the thought is enough, where he intends, that's what determines it?
Yes. Yes.
Sounds almost like a person should hunt this Lo Lishma, should find as many means as possible for Lo Lishma, because otherwise he has nothing, because only from Lo Lishma he would come to Lishma.
The closer he gets to Lishma, then along the path he will go through all sorts of forms of Lo Lishma. But it's on the path to Lishma, not that he's sitting and expecting when he will catch this Lo Lishma.
Okay, the goal is to reach Lishma, but from what Bensi asked, that's what I understood. Nevertheless, a person needs to tie himself to the path with as many ties as possible, ties
well,
of respect and all of these things. No?
No. by connections, to honor, money, and all sorts of big things in the world to receive, that by that I will advance to Lishma?
But no, but if a person, let's say, gets respect from the friends, he will want to come another day and another day. So he's strengthening for himself his ties to the environment.
If that's what's advancing him, that's not good.
Yes. From Women Hebrew 3, a person that according to his character is suitable to study in order to annoy, can he advance or is he doomed?
Nobody is lost. Nobody is doomed. Everyone will reach the complete end of correction, ultimately. But according to the exertion is the reward.
From Africa, can we say that to keep the Torah and Mitzvot means to come to the lessons and meeting with the friends with an intention for greater and greater connection?
Yes.
From Women Kiev 7, it says that the work in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, meaning in order to bestow not and not to receive a reward, then he becomes fit and now and worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai. What does it mean in practice to receive those five parts of the soul?
It's to go through all these degrees one after another, until we attain all of them.
They also ask, it says, and the final degree in this division, meaning in Lolishma, is that he will fall in love with the Creator with great passion. What is that light that a person receives in the final degree of Lolishma, and how is it different from the Naran Chai?
He's not receiving the light in these degrees of Lolishma. Rather, he's receiving only the sensation of the burdening of the vessel.
Mark 13, can all of these five stages of Lolishma change a few times during a short period of time? Is that okay?
Yes.
Krasnoyarsk and also Merkaz 1, there is a similar question. Is it possible, does a person have the ability to shift from one Lolishma to another? Should he try to move towards a Lolishma that is closer to bestow, or just try to work in Lishma?
I didn't understand.
They're asking if one should try to shift each time to a higher Lolishma or simply to aim towards Lishma.
Of course we're aiming for Lishma. When do we ever aim ourselves for Lolishma?
From the Rome 1, is the study because of honor or shame? Does it indicate that the person doesn't yet make the right calculation opposite the Creator, but only opposite the society?
Yes.
And last question from Women PT 38. What is work because of the greatness of the Creator?
Not only the height, the greatness of the Creator in my eyes is what determines my actions now. That's it. Okay, so what's next, sir?
Kli olami ulai?
Maybe the world kli?
Oh, right, thank you. Sorry. That's right. Okay, so we have Turkey 2.
Please, Turkey 2. Good morning, dear Rav and dear friend. Dear Rav. Kişi Lolishma öncesi hazırlığa gelmesi için kötü eğilimin üstüne nasıl çıkabilir?
How can one rise above his evil inclination in order to enter the preparation in the state of Lolishma?
Again?
How can a person rise above his evil inclination so that he will be able to enter the preparation and into the state of Lolishma?
The most sure thing is that if he will annul himself before the friends, this is the most sure, secure, gradual manner that he can do so. Yes. Next we have Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Привет, Геастус.
Hello, dear Rav.
Вопрос такой, как в сердце человека появляется величие Творца?
Inside man's heart is the greatness of the Creator created, and what can he truly do for him?
Whenever the Creator, with his demands, with his conditions, becomes the most important from all other causes that can awaken to a person.
Mach 3. Нам помогает осознание того, понимание
work,
того, в каком именно лолишма мы находимся.
How does this recognition help us of the kind of лолишма that we're in?
We don't
know exactly to detail or to measure what лолишма we're really in. The main thing is we discern that we're in лолишма and that we are yearning for лолишма. Ashdod Esa.
שלום ותודה לך רב.
Hello and thank you Rav.
בקשר למאמר הזה.
In relation to this article, so we see that there are a few ways in לא לשמה.
הדרכים האלה מסווגות.
And these ways are classified according to man's soul, meaning each one of us is different. And we seemingly try to match what is suitable for every person so that he will be able to advance in Lo Lishma. So the question is, if at the moment that a person recognizes that he is suddenly working for honor, so, just like they don't tell children to begin with the whole truth, the question is if it's good that he will continue a little bit more, even though his goal is, of course, to reach Lishma, but here he describes that each one should choose what is suitable for him. Or, at that moment, we should pray, the moment that one discovers that he's working for honor, he should immediately pray to the Creator, help me, and change it for me and correct it for me. Or is it better for him to continue a little bit more, nevertheless, to advance by using honor and lo lishma? What's better?
We're talking about sensation, and in what a person feels himself to be more distant from the Creator, there he needs to pray. That's it.
Chadera 1.
Rav, this article feels like a ruler that one has inside in his consciousness by which he's measured, and we can grade our situation with respect to this ruler, and then we can also pray. But the question is, when a person is in a study in order to annoy, is this a temporary state and a person can retroactively discover that he fell into that? Because in that state you don't discover the evil. Or should the friends gently tell him about it?
Both. Both.
Kav U3.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Franz. According to the five discernments about Lo Lishma, is it true that all five of these discernments are actually included in one person, and it is for us to discover them, and actually according to work above them?
Simply to continue and work, continue to work.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. If
If a man, when he is involved in Torah and Mitzvot, and he feels pleasure in the work, and he suffers if he doesn't perform Torah and Mitzvot, don't we think that this is a sweet form of constrictions of kfiya?
So what's the question?
Repeat, please.
It's not clear. You should repeat it again.
When a man is engaged in Torah and Mitzvot and he feels pleasure in the work, and when he doesn't feel it, he doesn't do it, feels pain, isn't it a sweet way of constriction, coercion?
No, it's not coercion. He already is an equivalence, a certain equivalence of form with the Creator.
Kiev 1.
Thank you, dear Rav. To reach Lishma, it's possible out of each one of these five detailed degrees, or only from the fifth discernment, when you get pleasure from the light that is clothed in the Torah.
Yeah, you're right.
Be'er Sheva.
Good morning and well 10. Ram, with your permission. A person works, he lowers his head, he follows the 10. All of the discernments that are listed here in the article that Rabash gives us, the attainment of the person is inside of the 10. So should I examine myself in the 10, where I am, in what place, in what state I'm in?
No, that's not your business. Your business is to be more tied to everyone, and to make the effort to connect everyone in the center of the ten. That you will be there and also work on drawing the Creator there.
Yes, I mean, Rav, should I examine my state out of the projection of the friends in the 10, and in this way to practically advance in the direction of Lishma?
You can't do that to such an extent. Why do you think you're capable of such things? You need to work on being connected with everyone in one point. That's it.
Isn't that the Creator's way to show me where I am? I am?
That I don't know. When the Creator shows you where you are. Woman Turkey 7.
Çalışmanın Bağlıslam'ın dediği metoda göre yapılmasını ve dostların da bu şekilde çalışmasını istemek küçümseme safhası mı oluyor? Teşekkürler.
Wanting that the work will be done only by Bağlıslam's method and his way, according to this desire, when we want the friends to work specifically in this direction, exactly like that, can we call this process a kind of disregard?
Lama?
Why? Why? It's not a degradation, not looking down. We will advance also in such a manner to the purpose of creation. Woman, German 8.
Доброе утро, большое спасибо, Раф. Раф, я
Morning and thank you very much. I saw within me all of these four kinds of reasons. My question is,
моя работа заключается в том, чтобы попросить, чтобы меня из этой ступени подняли на пятую ступень.
If I see what degree I'm in right now, should I ask to be elevated to the fifth degree?
This prayer always needs to be that we want to rise to a higher degree in recognition of evil, in adhesion to the Creator, in connection with the friends. Of course.
Woman French 1.
Bonjour Rav, bonjour les amis.
Hello Rav, hello friends. What can we ask for in the 10 in order for us to fall in love with Him, with the Creator, so that He does not let me sleep.
I
didn't understand.
What should we ask for in the tenant? To reach a state where He doesn't let me sleep, that I love the Creator so much that He doesn't let me sleep.
I don't understand. What to ask for in the ten? What to pray for in the ten? What to ask of the ten in order to reach a state where I fall in love with the Creator until He doesn't let me sleep?
Well, I want to receive an example from the ten, first of all. Examples that my friends are adhered to the Creator to such an extent that it won't let me sleep.
Yep.
That works very strong. Okay, next. Even here I have more questions, and you want to ask more?
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, hermanos.
Good day, Rav, brothers. Are those five discernments that Rabash speaks of in Lolishma?
Es la preparación que el Creador nos hace transitar para revelar el temor.
Are they the preparation that the Creator is taking us through in order to discover spiritual fear and through that reach true love?
Repeat.
תחזור בבקשה. Repeat, please.
Los cinco discernimientos.
The five discernments.
Es una preparación.
On the path of Lishma, is that.
Una preparación que nos hace transitar el Creador para llegar al verdadero temor.
Is that.
Y desde ahí,
preparation that the Creator is taking us through in order to reach spiritual fear and from that to reach true love?
Yep. Yes. Okay. Let's go to the second part of the lesson.
I'll
go to the next part of the lesson, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we'll sing a song.
My dear friend, please take my hand and lead the way. And we'll rise and step together every day. With your help I'll finally break this heavy heart of stone. I can do this on my own. Without you I feel alone.
В твоем сердце есть особая черта. На любви к другому строится она. И зовет меня раскрыть ее в тебе, мой друг. Пробудить отдачи дух, насладить весь мир вокруг.
El amor de nuestra unión calentará los corazones de toda la humanidad. Gracias a la fuerza de nuestra plegaria.